From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A popular nightclub in Chicago is facing criticism after a group of African-American college students claimed that they were blocked from entering. The bar is called Mothers, and the students came from Washington University in St. Louis. They say that they were turned away because of a policy banning baggy clothing, a policy they say they believe targets them because of their race. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
Washington University senior Regis Marai is student council treasurer and one of the organizers of this year's senior fall break trip. They came to Chicago a little over a week ago. Nearly 200 WashU seniors prepaid $25 apiece for an all-you-can-drink special at Mother's Saturday night. Just before midnight, Marai says he and five other African-American students tried to get into the club but were stopped by a bouncer at the door.
And he said that, you know, our jeans were too baggy and that they had a baggy jeans policy at the establishment and that, you know, we were in violation of it and we weren't going to be allowed because of that.
Marai says he tried pleading with the bouncer and a manager. Another student suggested they go back to their hotel and change, but Marai says the manager told them they still wouldn't be allowed in.
Alarm bells went off in my mind automatically.
Marai, a double major in math and economics from Aberdeen, Maryland, says he's been targeted by such dress codes before.
A lot of times baggy jean policies are used, in my opinion, to reject a certain demographic, mostly black men, from being allowed entry to certain places.
Marai and other Washington University students say white members of the class who wore pants that were just as baggy were allowed in. And in an experiment of sorts, he exchanged jeans with a white student, Jordan Roberts, to see if Jordan could still get in.
Jordan's about 3 inches shorter than me and probably close to 40 pounds lighter than me. And he said he felt like a clown. His pants were ridiculous. But he just kind of walked up and was allowed in.
A representative of Mother's says the company is conducting an internal investigation and that it would issue a statement soon. A human resources manager was quoted by the Chicago Tribune as saying the dress code is for security and is meant to keep gang members out. In addition to banning oversized or baggy clothing, it also bans athletic wear and jerseys and work boots and clothes. And it's not just Mothers, but most of the trendy singles bars and nightclubs in the popular Rush Street area have dress codes, including nearby McFadden's.
Our dress code is nice pants, nice shirt, nice shoes, no ripped clothes, no baggy clothes.
Dennis Goff is head of security at McFadden's.
This is downtown Chicago. This is not mom pa's, you know what I mean? Everybody down here dresses the same and that's it. It's no ghetto clothes. You come down, dress nice, dress good time, come down, have a good time. That's it.
And Goff says he applies the policy to everyone.
It's not just black, it's white, it's Mexican, it's, you know, it's everybody, you know what I mean?
But not everybody agrees nightclub dress codes are enforced so equally.
Well, they're discriminatory codes.
Herman Brewer is acting president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League. He says policies like those at Mother's and increasingly at bars, clubs, and restaurants all around the country are much more than dress codes.
There are ways of profiling people based on their appearance.
The Washington University students filed civil rights complaints against Mothers with the Justice Department, the Illinois Attorney General's Office, and the Chicago Commission on Human Relations. And they've sparked a dialogue back on their own campus in St. Louis about racism, using the incident as a teachable moment in a well-attended town hall meeting on the topic last night. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.